from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels like the union of Damian Pierce and the Houston Texans may seriously need to look to coming to an end. It just doesn't seem like this is working.
It does not seem like this is working. I don't know if it's ready to come to an end.
Check that. It's not that it don't seem. This ain't working. Right. let me be a little bit more definitive. Yeah. Dude, this isn't working.
And they say no.
Look, I think Sean Pendergast put it perfectly in the post game. Every running back that was in uniform for the Houston Texans found a way to make plays, flash plays, on Saturday afternoon, except for one guy. And that's the guy that you've made priority outside of Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce. It appears, and we've only seen 8 carries, and this is it's hard for me to arrive, a guy that I really like in such a small sample size, but I'm there, boys. I've seen enough of making Damian Pierce a priority. I'm not saying I've seen enough of Damian Pierce. I've seen enough of Damian Pierce being a priority. It's time for rubber to meet the road. Some tough decisions are going to have to be made. And the reality of the situation is he is 100% in his head. He is not attacking the line of scrimmage when he should, i.e. when you're backed up in your own territory and your feet are literally in the end zone. Just look down. It's a reminder, get your ass north and south. And they're not. He's not getting it done. And then you look up and other touches. It's just balls to the wall, like he's closing his eyes and running, and there's the because I know he can make guys miss, but he's trying to predetermine everything, and it's just not working. And it was blatantly obvious Saturday, Ron, because every other running back that went out there found a way to make plays. Found a way to make runs, found a way to make a guy miss and get skinny and get good, tough, hard yards. And I just don't know how we can watch what we're watching and not be anywhere. But some people are ready to cut it loose. But I
think for both parties, I think that is the best thing. I think Damian Pierce is clearly, I mean, we just saw that he's not a Space Jam monster that just lost all his powers all of a sudden in the last 2 hours. Or 2 years, excuse me. I think the guy can play football. He is, for whatever reason, the combination of him being here in this system, whatever the pressure, whatever it is not clicking, and that dude is not just playing football. And I thought last year he was upstairs in his head, and I still think he is upstairs in his head. I think maybe the Cam Akers bringing him in the last couple of weeks is probably something that added to that as well. Whatever it is, like, it's not working. It doesn't seem like it's going to work. The thought that this is all of a sudden going to switch and change, I just think both parties need a fresh start. And to me, it seems evident. I think there are a lot of things. I think the run game, and I think we could probably get to that at some point, but the run game as a whole probably needs some answers.
Oh, we got to get there.
Not just him.
Two things are true.
Not just him, but clearly the marriage of these two is not working. And as I said, I think the dude can play. Some of you don't think he can play, and I'm hearing vision and all that. I can take you back to 2 years ago where nobody was talking about his damn vision. All right. I distinctly remember coming out of a preseason game against the Saints where he had vision galore and made cuts where we were like, damn, this dude has a chance. All right. Like, you just don't even see any of that anymore. And at some point you just have to, like, we gotta switch this off. And right now, Cam Akers, L38, any of them right now would be better fits right now in this team. And I think right now this just needs to come to an end. I just don't get the sense that I think it can work for Dameon Pierce. I don't believe it can work for Dameon Pierce here.
Yeah, that, I mean, look, there's nothing that leads you to believe that it can at this point in time. And the bad thing is he goes in and struggles, and then Cam Akers comes in. And a lot of the same, like you said, we got to get to the running game overall. A lot of the same leaky, you know, run game schemes. But one drive, I believe it was, he finds a way, put his foot in the ground, cuts back, goes and gets a big first down. Again, on a drive where they end up scoring points, it's just hard to watch him struggle. And then watch Cam Akers continue to do well with limited time, and not think, "Hey, man, Bobby Slowick." Here's the other thing that we're not this angle, I guess, that we're not really talking about enough, Ryan. Bobby Slowick did a hell of a job last year overcoming injuries. Bobby Slowick did a hell of a job with his wide receivers and quarterback in the pass game. Bobby Slowick's run game has problems. Like, Bobby Slowick, I don't know that Bobby Slowick can afford to, just because they like a guy, to go in there, and the one or two series that he gets week one against Indianapolis, we're watching the same issues.
Dang it,
when
Bobby.
When you've got Cam, and you've got, I would say Cam and Dare are the two that are in the conversation, you got those two guys that are finding ways to change the game, even when the called play isn't hat on a hat, blocked up just right. I don't think Bobby Slowick can afford to continue to just be Mr. Nice Guy because you like him and continue to play along with this experiment, if that makes sense. I don't know, right? I think the pressure's got to be on there too, right? Bobby Slowick's got to be sitting in the meeting right now, Ron, going, guys, watching the film, going, guys, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't. There's nothing I can do with that.
But if he's watching the film saying, guys, what do you want me to do? I think it needs to be at a few things. Right.
Well, I'm talking about with Dameon Pierce. There's no doubt. There's issues up front, and they've got to figure that out. I agree.
No, clear. Like, the Pierce thing is. Like,
I think they're all seeing the same thing. I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think the Pierce thing. Like, yeah, you can't if they play against the Colts and Joe Mixon comes out of the game and you want to go, it can't be Dameon Pierce right now. Right? And to me, as I said, and I will continue to say it, I said it on social media, which kind of kicked up a little bit of stuff. And I've said it today, and I said, I think that the marriage should come to an end. I think for both parties, it should be split. So he shouldn't even be there for the Colts. And yeah, I think Cam Akers should be on the field right now from what we've seen. When they go into it. But when they go into it, like, that's why, Clint, I can't wait to see Joe Mixon out there. I cannot wait to see. Because I want to see what he does with some of the looks that we see. Because, yes, I look at Cam Akers. What'd he go? 6 for 29, 4.8 yards. He had that long 14-yard run. But you have said this last year, and you've said it this year. We talk about all the time, you know, the ways that quarterbacks can't live.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.